Blog Talk Radio.
So I'm just gonna get. Wait a second, here we got this little music thing going on. It's just, it's basically very annoying. I don't know why the thing won't go off. There it goes. It finally went off. Yes. Well, how's everyone today? It's Tuesday. What are we gonna talk about today? Well, the lead into the show was all about relationships, but spirituality, sex, love, relationships. So I have articles on all of that, and maybe I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about it. So if you have any questions about relationships, you know, or love, well, we'll, you know, some people get really sensitive about sex, but we'll talk about sex in the sense of spirituality and sex and the tie there. And so, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that and sexuality and its priority in relationships. And how important it is, obviously, and most people would say it's important in a relationship. But how important is it in the beginning of a relationship? What is the driving thing? And I've come to my own conclusions. The older I get, the more I realize, and the more less important it is at some level. But it's relationships. It's all about friendship, companionship. And that sexuality is something that's developed from attraction, but also friendship and chemistry. So we'll get into all that, and we'll get into this thing about tantric sex and so forth. But I wanted to start. I see I have a caller, but let me do this first. Before I get into all that, I'm gonna do political for about 2 minutes. And bear with me on the political side for a moment. And I, you know, today that they've been announcing that our president, well, I'll be nice about it, but has been announcing all these rollbacks and all these ending of the EPA and restrictions on coal mining and the restrictions on fracking and the restrictions on this and the restrictions on that. And restrictions, rolling back the restrictions on what companies can pump into rivers and all this sort of thing. And I'm thinking to myself, we are really going backwards. I have an article I'm just going to touch on. I don't want to get too deep into this today because it's really about love and relationships. But, you know, I grew up in Southern California in the late 50s, early 60s, and I remember smog. I remember this brown haze in the air from pollution. And I remember children not being able to go outside because of asthma and because of smog. Now, over the years, the governments have put regulations in place to reduce the pollutions that come out of automobiles, that pollutions that come out of factories, that we can actually breathe without having to have this brown gunk in the air. And I remember it. I remember my lungs burning from smog. I don't know if anybody else remembers that. So going backwards to a time when we have to stay inside and use dehumidifiers and cleanse our air because of the deregulations is kind of scary to me. And I hate to see my grandchildren or my grandchild, and my daughter's hoping to have another child, have to go through that sort of thing. It's just horrible. Now, my family comes from Pennsylvania, and my mother and uncles and so forth, and the lots of stories in my family about coal miners and black lung disease, and my mother's first husband died in his 40s from working in a coal mine. And so I have this personal connection to coal mines, and I'm thinking, no, really, seriously. And, you know, the profit motive plays down the safety. So, you know, fracking causes earthquake, fracking causes pollution of groundwater. I could go on and on about going backwards in our environment. Okay, real quick, and then I'm going to get into the main topic today. I know I lost a caller because they probably didn't want to hear about, you know, my little political rant about just how I feel that we're going backwards, and that how we need to really be forward thinking. Okay, this is from ZME Science, and then the article is about the actual number of employees in green energy. And according to the Sierra Club, and I'm just going to go briefly, in the Department of Energy for 2017, the Sierra Club found that clean energy jobs outweighs those in fossil fuels by 2.5 to 1. Nationally, clean energy jobs outnumbered fossil fuels by 2.5 to 1, and they exceed all jobs in gas and coal sections by 5 to 1. No, wait a minute. Now, isn't somebody in the government saying that, oh, we're going to increase more jobs? Wouldn't it be nicer if we create jobs where people, the worst thing you can do is fall off a roof versus getting horrible diseases from pollution? So that's just my little take on it. So actually, and many states are still pushing for green energy. Many countries in the world are pushing for green energy, that many countries will now be self-sufficient without using fossil fuels in the next few years. So we will just leave it there. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. That if you are concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about the future of your grandchildren and your children and their health, this is a cause. Now we're going to talk about climate change. We're not even talking about climate change. You know, we're going to leave climate change off the table, and we're going to say just pollution, water, air pollution. That should be our number one concern. The air we breathe and the water we drink, and for the safety of those who have to work in industries that use fossil fuels and coal. Okay. Well, nowhere. I'm done. Okay, I'm done. So I'm done on that topic. We're going to move on to other things. We're going to talk about love. And I thought a nice, gentle article that I would start with about the idea of love, romance, and relationships. This is from lifehack.com. And how to tell someone you love them subtly yet sweetly in 100 different ways. Now, I'm not going to go through all 100. Because there's some other articles, and I want to take callers if you want to have your own questions about relationships. Let Spirit comment to you about relationships. We can do that. So, but let me do this, and I'll wait for your calls. Okay, so 100 ways. Just think about these. If you're in a relationship, or you want to develop a relationship, or you're thinking about a relationship, you're married, single, whatever it might be, these are little things to keep in mind to show love and appreciation for your partner, okay? Don't forget to hug before you say goodbye. Physical gestures often get undervalued after a relationship has been going on for a while. The hug, the kiss, the little physical thing as when you're leaving, okay? That's an easy one, right? That for some people it's hard because you get rushed and you get in a hurry, but no. The hug, the kiss, they say it's hug, so I just threw the kiss in for whatever sake here. Tell them how special they are to you. This goes beyond just saying, I love you. Tell them how special they are to you. Express understanding when it's needed by saying, I understand how you feel. If you don't understand, express your desire by saying something like, tell me how you feel so that I can understand. Now, that goes both ways. That's just not for men. Men can be a little insensitive at times. I agree. But, you know, that's for both men and women. You know, just I understand how you feel. Or tell me how you feel, because I don't, you know, trying to get that out of a man sometimes is a little bit of a challenge, right? Okay. Tell them frequently how much you appreciate it when they do things for you. That's a biggie. Ooh, that's huge, giant, monstrous expression there. tell them frequently how much you appreciate when they do little things for you. Think about that. The little things. We often get used to how much our spouses or partners do for us and tend to forget how much easier they make our lives. That's a good point. Think about that one for a moment. Chew this one over. You know what? If you're with me on Facebook, and I'm going to post this on Facebook. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, and you'd like to join me on Facebook, then please do. Ask for friendship on Facebook. I've kind of filtered it so that you have to request a friendship to see me on Facebook. I think my posts don't show up unless you are only for friends only. There's a reason behind that. So, okay. Tell them how much you enjoy certain aspects of their personality. For example, I love your sense of humor. You need to be praised for who you are, and so do they. This next one, I was funny because I had to read it like four times, and they're going, no, they left out a word. It says, go an entire day with your partner without saying anything without positive praise. And I thought, no, they left out the word don't. It's don't go an entire day with your partner without saying anything but positive praise. The editor missed that don't word. Okay, you can make this a frequent practice if you like. So don't go an entire day with your partner without saying something of positive praise. That's an interesting word. Interesting thought, isn't it? I'm going to check back with you guys in a minute and see if anybody wants to talk to you. I'm not going to do all 100. Fix your partner their favorite meal without even them asking. It could go either way. Offer to help them cook. If you're the cook, male or female, doesn't matter, right? Just know what your partner, and then that's kind of emphasizing, know what your partner loves. Know what kind of food they like. You know what they appreciate. May not be exactly what you appreciate, but do it for them, right? I like this next one. Send an intimate text message to your partner for no reason. Somebody like to hear that every once in a while, right? Email your partner while they're at work just to see how they're doing. Call your partner when you're on a break just to say hi. That's really appreciated. That is really appreciated. Sometimes you know your partner's really busy, and sometimes the text is better than a call. But just to say hi. Aha. Pull out their chair and open a door for them. Chivalry, guys. Right? Pull out their chair and open the door for them. How many men have forgotten how to do that sort of thing, right? You go sit over there. Yeah, okay. Remember to give them a smile. I don't mean smile at them or fake it. I mean giving them your personal smile, the one you save for them. I love that. I mean giving them your personal smile, the one you have saved for them. Okay. So we're going to do a few more. I don't know which time we have left and what we have going on. Let me check back with you guys. Okay, nobody wants to talk. That's fine. Do you have any questions about relationships you want Spirit to comment on? I know most people say, when am I going to get a relationship? Well, we can see what Spirit has to say on that one if you're interested to know. Sometimes they'll give you an indicator. Sometimes they'll look at you and go, yeah, you got to clean up your act a little bit first. Okay, I'm just giving you a bad time. But, yeah, sometimes Spirit will tell you, you need to do this and this and this. If you want a relationship, you have to do this and this and this. Sometimes we don't think in terms of, oh, I got to change my vibration. Got to be into that vibration. You got to be in a love-based vibration to attract love, right? You have to, you know, the universe will attract to you where you're at vibrationally. So if you're in a good space, you're happy, you're feeling good about yourself, guess what? You're going to attract people that are happy, that are feeling good about themselves. If you're negative, all grumpy all the time, just all whiny and complaining all the time, guess what? You attract. And then you go, well, I don't want a person like that. No. Right? So you have to kind of think in terms of what do I want and who am I, right? If you're happy, if you're joyful, if that's important, if that's who you are, guess what you're going to attract into your life? And don't expect anything different. Don't expect anything different. Okay, so let's get A couple more of these, and we'll get into the article. They have one article I really wanted to cover. I got a whole bunch of articles, but I thought the one I kind of narrowed in on, I thought, because I really respect the author, too, who wrote it. Okay. Instead of taking your frustrations out of them after a hard day, say, I really needed to see you today because I had a hard day and I need a hug. Isn't that a beautiful statement? I really needed to see you today because, oh, a tough day, you know, blah, blah, blah. The boss yelled at me. The kids were terrible, whatever it was, right? My mother called and, oh, gosh, she went off on me, right? You know, my sister did this, my brother did that. Okay. I had a hard day and I need a love, a hug. They probably aren't the cause of your bad mood, so let them help you out. Just a hug. Big old hugs. Hugs do miracles. You know that, right? Joke and laugh with them. Go to bed at the same time for a week. Talk or read together. You know, couples get together for long periods of time, years and years and years. Well, I'm going to bed. Well, okay, I'm watching the show. I'll be back. I'll be in an hour or so, right? Try setting your schedule to go to bed just to read, just to talk. We're not talking about sex here. We're just talking being together at the end of the day. Okay. Brag about your partner in public. Now, that's a cool thing. Think about that one for a while. Brag about your partner in public. How many people, instead of bragging about their partner, put their partner down in public? Oh, yeah, she did this or he did that. Oh, no, tell their friends, right? No, brag about your wow, they did this week and they did that this week. Hopefully you can find things to brag about, right? They may turn beet red if they're shy, but they'll appreciate it, right? Brag about them. Find things, little things to appreciate about your partner. Okay, this is a goodie. This is a good one. This is a really good one. Okay, think about this one for a moment. Try to avoid their pet peeves. Sponge left in the sink or toilet seat left up. Blah, blah, blah. The toothpaste you squeezed from the wrong end. You did this. You did that. So try to ignore those things as much as possible. Right? And there's a way of addressing those issues if you really needed to address those issues. Light a candle or two when you have dinner together to make the atmosphere more romantic just because. It's not a special date, right? Make that special meal. Put a couple of candles. Put some flowers out, right? Find creative ways to tell each other, I love you, in code. Have your little secret languages, you know, your secret little pictures and secret little language between each other. Pick her some flowers or pick him some flowers. You know, that they're doing this this thing, men buy women flowers. But why can't women buy flowers, too, for men, right? We appreciate it. Bring home flowers for the kitchen, for the dining room table or wherever you put your flowers. Have date nights. Go out and stay in. Just have a date night. Okay, I think that's enough of those. Okay, I like, wait, stop. One more. Okay, I'm stopping. You know, I got like through 28 of these. Like, there's 100 of them. Wow. You could go through 100. Like, say good morning every day. Say good night every night. Just little things. Tell them you support them. Tell them you're thinking about them. Just the little tiny things that build the bond of a relationship. Let me get back to 28. I'm skipping around. Tell them you're their best friend. Tell them they are your best friend. Isn't that a cool one? Hey, you're my best friend. How does that sound when you say that to somebody? Okay, this is a biggie. See, I was going to leave these alone. Okay, there's a couple biggies here. Hold hands in public. Okay, that's cool. You know, don't you see when you see an older couple holding hands or holding arms together in public, doesn't it feel sweet to see them that after all these years, they're still together? You don't know that. You don't know if they've just met or not, but you've assumed that they're older or they've been together for a long time, right? Isn't it sweet to see them together holding hands? Doesn't that feel very romantic at some level? How about the next one? Apologize when you make a mistake. And there's another one. I could go through all of these, but I'm not going to. But I love these because these are little things that you could do
in a relationship or in developing a relationship, or even if you've been together for 30 years. Like this one, run a hot bath for your partner when they seem stressed. Oh, you had a tough day, you know? Let me run a bath for you. It could be male or female. You know, men take baths from time to time. We're not just all shower people. Wash your partner's car for them. Or take your partner's car to the car wash for them, right? Make a day of it. Yeah. Let's do breakfast and then the car wash. Or the car wash and breakfast. No, do the breakfast first, right? Let me buy you breakfast. Even if you're a partner, even if you're married, let me buy you breakfast. That's just in that sound. How about bring them breakfast in bed? Okay, so let's, and another one was take bike rides or walks together. Okay, I've done enough of those. We're moving on here. We're moving on to something else. We're going to move on to tantric. We're going to move into the sex part. We got into the relationship and the love thing a bit here. We're going to do some a little more exotic. But the love of the author, it's from that website, yourtango.com. Yeah, yourtango.com. And the author of this particular article, and there's the article is the 10 erotic commandments of having tantric spiritual sex. Doesn't that sound kind of exotic in itself, right? Wow. What is he talking about now? But it's really very interesting, and it's very uplifting, I guess is a good word for it. But the author is, let me get back down to the Thomas More. Thomas More is the author of Care of the Soul, Soulmates, and other best-selling books. And I've seen his books. So, a well-known author. Not so salacious, but let me read the story, his story, and then we'll get into the article about the 10. Okay? This is Thomas going on. It disturbs me to meet so many people for whom sex and spirituality are completely unrelated or exist as opposites. For those who were brought up in the world where religious influence was non-existent or plain and effective, it may be a novel ideal to consider sex to be that can be spiritual. Others like me grew up in a war between spirituality and sensuality. In my loving Catholic family, the word sex would stop conversations and make everyone freeze in embarrassment. Is that true of anybody else? I mean, really, you know, somebody brings up sex and the family's around in a group and everybody just kind of stops and looks at you like, that person that brought up sex, what's wrong with them? Right? You can't talk about sex in a group, right? You got older and younger. Maybe that's an older generation. Maybe it's even my generation. You didn't talk about sex? My goodness. Back to his article. I spent my teens years as a monk in a seminarian. I didn't have sex until I was in my late 20s. Yet, despite all of this neurotic behavior, I came away from my studies in religion with the knowledge that it is possible to be intensely spiritual and intensely sexual at the same time. There is no contradictions. More than that, I came to believe that if a person's sexuality is not fully accepted, his or her spirituality will suffer, and vice versa. If his or her sexuality is strong, his or her, I put it, he says his, but I throw the her in here too, his or her sexuality will be weak. So that's interesting. There's this correlation that he's making between the two, that they're both really together. There is no separation. Okay, for all these sources, I developed the 10 erotic commandments. Notice they are not about physical love as an isolated phenomena. I think of a human being as always in every instance made up of body, soul, and spirit. There is no such thing as purely physical love because we are more than physical. Let me read that again. That's a beautiful statement. Think about that one. Chew on this thought for a moment. There is no such thing as purely physical love because we are both more than physical. So be prepared for a broader notion than the sex is all about. And I'm going to skip a little bit of this, and I'm going to go into his 10 points. And if you want to call in, talk about anything you want to talk about relationships, we can do that. Or if you can bear with me, we're going to talk about this because this is good stuff. So I did post it on Facebook if you're interested in reading through the article. No, I didn't.
Did I post this on Facebook? No, I didn't.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me see if I get it to do it. Will it post?
Nope.
No, it doesn't post. Let me try it again. Okay, I'll try something else. I wanted you to read this. It won't let me. So, okay, I'm going to post it on my, you know, so this particular article, I'm going to see a way to post it on Facebook if you're interested and if you want to read it for yourself. And then we can, you can kind of chew on it yourself because it's not letting me do it. And, okay. So I will do is I'll try to figure out how to get this to you to read it so for yourself. But let me go through them anyway. Back to the thing, okay? I wasted like 2 minutes just trying to putz around here getting it on Facebook for you. I'll try. I'll get it there. Move beyond narcissism and self-absorption. That's his first point. There is not a this is not a glamorous suggestion, but it is essential. Treat your partner honestly, respectfully, and kindly. It is as simple as that. Spirituality begins at achieving a basic but difficult aspect of maturity, not being selfish. This doesn't mean that you don't care, take care of yourself and have full satisfaction in your sexual life, but as spiritual traditions consistently teach, you can't be happy if those around you are not happy. So stop being selfish. Yeah, just don't be selfish about it. You know, spirituality is being unselfish, being generous in the situation. Number one, rule. Number two, sex is a union of persons, not only bodies. I love this. This is interesting. You can prepare for sex by being an interesting person, being with you, bringing with you your intelligence, culture, ideas, values, and talents. It's one thing to make love with a pretty body and another to be intimate with a real person. Ooh. This kind of plays into this whole idea that a relationship, that sexuality is part of a relationship. It's part of love. It's part of a connecting between two people. It's not a separate deal. Oh, there's sex and then there's a relationship. No, it's all one. You can take time to talk to your partner, maybe a dinner before lovemaking. Don't be afraid to ask about the things that matter. Letting a closely guarded thought emerge can lead to a physical sensation of release. If you can't do this with your dinner partner, then your sex may not be anything special. So let me read that sentence again. Letting a closely guarded thought emerge can lead to a physical sense of release. Yeah, open up. You know, share. Yeah. I mean, you could be together for a month or you could be together for 30 years. But share. Be open. Spiritual person has a broad vision. He or she is interested in life, meaning in the world. Vision is an aspect of transcendence. A reach beyond self. Sex usually begins and ends in a conversation. That's a cool thought, isn't it? Visionary talk, in contrast to mundane, self-centered chatter, can be vital and erotic. So you got to be open up to the world around you. It doesn't mean you want to get in an argument necessarily, but some people it works, I guess. But it's about just being open and broad and vision of the world and transcending the common mundane in your conversations. That's friendship. That's developing something deep. And then, as they're saying here, that leads to more of an erotic relationship between two people. Ah, interesting. Fascinating stuff. Okay, we'll keep going. Just checking back to see if anybody wants to talk to me. Spirituality benefits from some kind of contemplation or meditation. Lovemaking can be a contemplative quality, taking time, allowing yourself to be dreamy, giving in not only to passion, but also to the timeless atmosphere of sex. Ecstasy, a word often applied to sensual experience, means to stand outside. It doesn't have to have this swoon factor that people sometimes associate with it. Ecstasy can be a steady, calm progress to a state that is tranquil and otherworldly. You've been there. You know what that feels like. You're just kind of in this kind of like really feeling good state, right? Feeling good, kind of connected to all that there is. And that's the kind of the idea that we're talking about, is that when you're in this state of relationship and love and sex, you actually get outside your body. Ooh, fun stuff, right? Okay. Sex is as much a ritual as anything done in church or temple. What do you think about that? A ritual is an action that speaks primarily to the heart and soul. It doesn't have much practical meaning. Some people like to justify sex by seeing it as a way to make babies or to express love. Obviously, it can do these things, but it can also be a ritual that evokes the spirituality of a relation, of the relationship, long or short, casual or serious. Therefore, the spiritual quality of sex can increase if you pay attention to the ritual aspect. Timing. Okay, what time are you going to do this? The setting, clothing, music, candles, setting, language. They're all part of that ritual of sexuality, which is, and it's like going to church, right? You know, you got the candles, you got the music, you got the incense, you got the whole thing going on, you got the clothes, the special clothes you're wearing. It's boom, it's place, right? So it's a ritual. And if you take it to that level of being a ritual, then it really amps up your relationship. It amps up your situation with somebody else. It becomes more than the mundane, you know, doing the deed, right? No, this is a ritual between two people to intensify your relationship, to intensify the bonding between two people, right? Okay, moving right along. Sex can be virtuous without even being repressive or too clean. The great virtue in sex is generosity, the capacity to offer an abundance of feeling, intelligence, and equality to your partner. This doesn't mean surrendering completely or giving away too much, but rather a thoughtful and a moderate offering of self. Again, this is a traditional spiritual value applied to the special realm of sex. And some of that is just knowing what to offer your partner, knowing what your partner likes, doing those little special things that they appreciate, right? Knowing your partner. That's why sex becomes really kind of a ritual between two people, because you know what each other likes. You've got to know each other. You explore each other. Sex has a lot to do with appreciating the beauty of the human body and the person. You don't have to be a stunner or even pretty or handsome. Fortunately, sexual passion allows us to see the beauty of the body in small elements and gestures. Loving the person also helps, because the beauty of the personality usually gets transferred to the body. That I love that statement. That's an amazing. Let me reread that one again, because that's really kind of a cool statement. Loving the person also helps, because the beauty of the personality usually gets transferred to the body. If you're a happy person, you light up. If you're smiling all the time, you light up. You're grumpy all the time, yeah, your body kind of shrinks and looks ugly, right? But if you're happy, if you're smiling, you're joyful, if you have a pleasant personality, guess what that? I like what he says, it transfers to the body. You see it in the person, in their face, their body, their hands, everything. Prayer takes many forms. Even the monks have said that to work is to pray. You don't have to say formal prayers before sex, but you can bring in as much an appreciation for its power to express love and to make unions that it becomes a prayer. So it's that connection between two bodies, two people. It's almost in a prayerful state of thanking the universe, thanking God, thanking Source for that connection that you have with someone else, right? Honoring that connection in a sacred kind of way. For sex to be deeply exciting and engaging, you have to evoke the spirit of sex. I like that. The ancient Greeks and Romans had a keen awareness of the spirituality in sex, which they personalize in the goddess Aphrodite and Venus. An old story is told of pilgrims going by boat to an island where they could venerate a statue of the naked, seductive Aphrodite. As he mused to his to an artist, and a real and important source of inspiration. So the spirit is to be a couple making love. Okay, wait, the goddess. Ooh, that's kind of cool. Respecting your partner as the goddess or the god, right? Okay, we'll leave that one alone. We'll move on. I think I've got one more. Let's see what time it is, how much time I have left. Oh, I have quite a few minutes left. If anybody wants to call in and discuss this subject, if you have any questions for Spirit on this, about your relationships, hopefully this is, hope you appreciate this article. It's an amazing article, and I really appreciate it. I think what I'll probably just copy it and paste it on Facebook and my page. But, okay, we'll do that. I'll do that later, but let me finish the article. And spirituality evokes reaching beyond the self. Isn't that kind of a cool thought, right? Sex is quite private, but a good sex life can help make a good community. One of the results of good sex is joy, pure and simple. Is joy, pure and simple, an antidote to often depressive, cynical tone of modern life. And with its tendencies to dehumanize and make excessive demands. When people have a joyful, positive outlook, they are capable of community. We'll leave it there. But that's a beautiful thought, isn't it? It's an amazing thought. I hope you enjoy the article, and I'll try to post it on Facebook and see what we can do with it. And let me see if I can even share it while I'm thinking about it. Oops, I just hit the wrong thing. Uh-oh. No, I didn't. Okay, we'll get back to, okay, so does anyone want to share with me? Okay, back to you guys. Oh, I do have a caller. You know, hopefully we're on the same topic because that's what we're talking about today, is sensuality and spirituality and how that the two work together in love and life. And I could always go back to my other article with time, but I do have a caller. So if we're on this thing about your relationships, if you want Spirit to comment about a relationship, that's what we're doing today. Okay, so let me take a call, and then we'll get back into some articles that are related to the subject. Oops, what happened? Oh, it's not working. Hello? Nope, it's not working. There it's go. It's working now. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, I can.
Hello.
Yes. And whom am I speaking to? Oh, he went away. People just kind of go away sometimes. I don't know why. I guess it wasn't. Okay, so let me get into another article. You know what? I think I only have a few more minutes left. Oh, I'll read this article a little bit. It's about the same subject as spiritual sex, ecstatic love beyond the physical. And we're kind of into the subject today. For some reason, I got into this subject. I know why, but I'm not going to get into all why. And this article is by Linda E. Savage. And we'll just kind of go through it quickly. And I'm trying to think, do I really want to cover this or not? And we'll go back to my other article. I think I'll go back to the other article, because it was kind of fun in its ways about how to tell someone you love them subtly yet sweetly in 100 different ways. And I got through a few of them, so we'll go back into the article because this seems to be more fun. And yeah, seems to be more fun. We'll get some other stuff. Maybe I'll be back on Thursday and we'll do more some other things. But for right now, waiting for your calls if anybody wants to call in. Oh, I do have a caller. Okay, so I'll take the call, and then we'll go back to the articles if we have time. Hello?
Hello, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Hello, sir. My name's Rudy. I'm a transgender otherkin. I was actually calling for help tonight from you.
In what way? And how do you need help?
Well, I need to find a way to connect with my mother. We have a very strained relationship. We've had problems in the past. Some of it came on from the fact she breastfed me till I was 9. We used to take baths until into my teens. And
okay.
Now
you
I have
know,
a thing.
Wait a minute. Time out. Can I give you a time out here?
I'm sorry?
This is about spirituality, and I'm not
yes.
really sure that I...
I'm a transgender otherkin.
Okay, you need to talk to a therapist on this. I'm not a therapist, so I'm not going to be able to assist you with this. I would recommend that you contact a therapist who can assist you with these situations.
No, I need you to help me.
No, yeah, I don't think I
reach
can
out
help
and
you.
Touch my mother's spirit and bring her back into my life.
I'm not
I want
sure
to
I can.
Figure out how to fix this between me and my mother. I mean, it's making me sad. I've tried to text her. I sent her pictures again.
Okay.
I mean, she used to call
and
voice me.
Again, I'm
going to
stop you
and
say that I'm not going to help you with this, okay? Well, I'm not sure if it was sincere or not sincere, but there was not something I was not capable or able to help him with. And it's not on the subject that we're talking about. It's in relationships and developing strong relationships with our partners. And not necessarily with somebody outside our partner. So, moving right along, back to our theme. Okay, back to the theme here. That was 100 ways to make someone feel loved. Okay, we got through a bunch of these, and I want to continue on with this. And so if you want to continue with me, because this whole show is about relationships and sexuality, but also relationships as in love, and the primarily in love. Okay, you kind of be a little. Okay, so let's get back to the article I was talking about. There's 100 ways, and I went through a few of them. We'll spend the next few minutes on this. The last one I talked about, and I think was really cool, but I'll mention again. This people that join me later, it's tell them they're your best friend. I think that's just really important in a relationship. I remember doing a survey, kind of a private survey amongst people I knew that had been together for 10 years or more in a relationship, and I would ask one or the other, who's your best friend? And it was their partner, their husband, their wife, or their partner. And I thought that it was just a really interesting thing. But sometimes they need to know that. They're your best friend. That's the person you rely on. That's the person who's closest to you. That's the person you can go to when you need to say something or ask something or if you have a problem. Your best friend, right? The next one was, don't be shy about sharing your feelings. Let them know if you're happy or unhappy at the moment and why. Yeah, don't be so bottled up. Men are accused of always being kind of bottled up and never expressing how they're feeling. But be open with your partner. How are you feeling? Why are you feeling that way? You don't have to get into the complete whiny mode, right? Oh, hours of whining about it, but just mention it. And a good old hug at that point is probably one of the best cures for getting you out of that mood. Or, you know, if your partner can help you laugh at that point, right? Okay, we'll do a couple more and then we're almost out of time. Again, I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Thursday and I have no idea what we're going to talk about on Thursday. If you need a personal session as a intuitive performance coach to get your vibration back up, to inspire you to get the next level in your life, and it's all about raising your vibration, I'm here for you and help you to find out what is holding you back from being the person you want to be in your life, to achieving your goals, to achieving whatever you need. Buy small just because presents outside of a holiday or birthday. You know, and that's really listening to your partner. You know, and when I was married, my wife liked books. And so she would talk about a book that she wanted. And I would buy her the book. Because just because I knew this book was coming out and she wanted to read the book, so I would buy her the book. So it's the little things, knowing your partner, knowing the things that they appreciate. And I mentioned this movie before, hold hands in public, right? Okay, we're going to skip through. Okay, we've skipped through a lot of these. Well, you know, we're going to end it there because I think we're almost out of time anyway. I think we got about less than a minute to go. Sorry, I'm out of time. Maybe come back on Thursday and we can talk about this. But I love you guys, and I appreciate you listening. And this has been a fun topic for me to discuss. So have a beautiful day. Bye.